节经文的一个主题就是有关于谦卑。
Humility seems to be an elusive character quality.
谦卑这个性格这个词对我们来说是比较难以捉摸。
Thinking that we have it often reveals that we don't.
每当我们想我们有这样谦卑的品质的时候，其实反映出我们没有。
Humility requires thinking less about ourselves and more about others.
什么是谦卑？谦卑就是要求我们想他人想得更多。
Yet if we fail to examine our attitude, we may miss humility entirely.
每当我们不自己查一下我们态度的时候，我们会失去所有的谦卑。
The opposite of humility is pride.
谦卑的另外一面是当然是骄傲。
Pride is thinking more highly of oneself than one should.
骄傲大家都知道，骄傲就是把自己抬得太高。
Pride could very well be one of the most pervasive sins.
骄傲也是非常普遍的一个罪。
So these instructions concerning humility find application in all of us.
所以说今天有关这个谦卑这个主题的讲道，可以都适合我们。
But the good news is, when we lower ourselves in true humility, we will be lifted up.
但是我们也好消息的，就是当我们谦卑自己的时候，我们会被举高。
Going lower is the best way to go higher.
换句话说，欲要登高，先要降低。
I would like to group the thoughts of these verses in a manner different than the order in which they come.
今天 David 牧师要从以圣经不同的顺序来讲解这段经文。
I think that this will help us focus on the main thought of humility.
David 牧师也希望这样的讲解方式可以帮助我们理解谦卑者的意思。
The command for humility has two directions, vertical and horizontal.
在这里面所提到的谦卑有两个方向，一个是水平的，另外一个是垂直的。
Horizontally, humility is commanded in our relationship to one another.
第一方面就是水平方面来讲，谦卑是只适用于我们与其他人之间的关系。
That's in the last half of verse 5.
是也是第五节经文最后一部分。
All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another.
这样写道，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服。
The original word, clothe, referred to tying together two strings in order to join clothing.
这里面用到这个衣服这个意思，它原意是指把衣服上用绳子做成带子纽扣，把它系起来，把衣服系起来。
This could just as easily refer to an elegant cape or to an apron of a slave.
当然也可以指一些优雅斗篷，或者是指一个奴隶的围裙。
Both ideas have support in the context.
我们可以从上下文当中都可以得到找到有关这两个翻译的支持。
Peter had been talking about elders serving the flock of God.
在以前的讲道中，我们提到彼得关于教导长老们如何带领神的羊群。
But humility is also an attractive quality to God.
但是谦卑也是一个受神喜悦的一个品质。
In either case, humility is something we can decide to put on.
不管怎么讲，谦卑是我们就像一件衣服，我们要穿上去的。
This does not mean that it's hypocritical.
在这不是指那个虚伪的。
It should not simply be an act to appear humble.
也不仅仅是一个你做一个动作，显示出你是谦卑的。
But it does mean that we can choose to act in humility.
它真正的意思就是要求我们要用行动来行出谦卑来。
It is not necessary to wait until one feels humble.
也不一定要等到其他人觉察到你的谦卑。
Humility, as something which we put on, is also a quality which others experience or observe in us.
谦卑呢，就像一件衣服，我们要穿起来的，也是呢。同样，它也是他人可以体会到我们有谦卑的品质。
It's like an outward piece of clothing, regardless of the purpose, it can be seen.
就像一件外面的衣服一样，不管它的目的如何，其他人是可以看到的。
Humility is certainly an attitude of the heart.
当然了，谦卑其实是我们内心态度的一种表现。
But humility is more than just an inward attitude.
但是这个谦卑不仅仅是我们内在的态度。
It's demonstrated in our relationships with others.
它是通过我们与其他人的关系所表现出来的。
Humility does not mean that one thinks negatively about oneself.
谦卑也不是指一个人老是思考他负面的品质。
The humble person doesn't think about him or herself at all.
一个谦卑的人呢，他从来都不关注自己。
He or she is concerned about others.
往往他是关注他人。
Humility is the opposite of pride.
当然，谦卑的另外一方面是骄傲。
Pride lifts the self up.
骄傲是要抬高自己。
Humility lifts up the other person.
谦卑乃是要抬高他人。
Vertically, humility is commanded in our relationship to God.
第二方面就是垂直的上来讲，谦卑是用于我们处理我们与神的关系。
That's in the first half of verse 6.
也是在第六节经文第一部分提到的。
Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God.
这样写的，你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下。
Verse 7 shows that humility before God is an act of trust.
第七节经文中这样写到，在神面前谦卑下来是一种信任的表现。
We will look at that later.
我们会接下去再讨论。
Humility before God lifts him up.
在神面前表现出谦卑乃是要高举神。
I would suggest three examples of how we can lift God up and humble ourselves before him.
接下去我们会举三个例子来讨论关于我们在神面前谦卑起来。
We should lift God up, for example, in his knowledge.
第一点就是我们应该高举神，因为神知道一切。
God knows us better than we know ourselves.
神比我们更了解我们自己。
He knows our weaknesses and strengths.
神知道我们的弱点，我们的强处。
He knows sins of which we are not conscious.
他也知道我们很多时候还没有意识到的罪。
He knows what is best for his children.
神也知道什么东西是对他孩子最重要的。
When we complain that God does not give us what we want, we show that we think we know better than he does.
每当我们抱怨神没有给我们所要求的时候呢，我们的行为就表现出来，其实我们自以为对自己知道比神还要多。
When we accept his greater knowledge, we lift God up and humble ourselves.
每当我们接受神知道的比我们还要多的时候呢，我们就把神举起来，然后呢，我们就谦卑自己。
When we submit to God's leading, we also lift God up and humble ourselves.
第二点就是，每当我们顺服神的领导的时候，我们也把神举起来。
He will lead me better than I can.
因为神会更好地带领我。
We should pray and ask God's direction about the big questions of life.
当我们每到遇到大的问题的时候，我们应该祷告，寻求神的启示。
But there are day-by-day decisions which affect those bigger issues.
当然，在我们的日常生活当中会遇到很多很多的细微的问题决定。
We do not have much direction in the Bible about which job to take or what house to live in.
当然了，在圣经当中你也不会找到这样答案，关于你要不要去做这个工作，或者说你什么样的家里什么样的房子你要去做住。
But we have many commands regarding how we should act and think within those jobs and our living situations.
但是呢，在圣经当中，神确实给我们很多指令或者启示，帮助我们在工作当中和生活当中，知道我们的行为和态度。
For example, we can thank God for our job rather than complaining.
比如说，我们应该感谢神，感谢神他给了我们这份工作。
Thanking Him acknowledges His wisdom in putting us there.
感谢神，感谢神今天把我们派到这儿来。
Complaining lifts our evaluation above his.
抱怨的话只会让我们鄙视神。
Thankfulness expresses humility.
感恩可以表现出谦卑。
Complaining expresses pride.
抱怨只会表现出你的骄傲。
Do we get angry when things do not go the way we want?
每当我们遇到挫折的时候，我们会否感到愤怒？
Now there can be a righteous anger.
当然我们会我们会有正当的愤怒。
But our anger is more often out of self-righteousness.
但是我们的愤怒也表现出我们的自以为是。
We are commanded to be slow to anger.
在雅各书一章十九节中他这样说的，我们要快快听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
That's in James chapter 1 verse 19.
是雅各书的一章十九节。
We should get rid of the evil in us.
我们要脱去一切污秽的和盈余的邪恶。
We should humbly or meekly accept the word planted in us.
存温柔的心灵舍纳听那所栽种的道。
It's also in James chapter 1.
也是在雅各书的一章二十一节。
When we give God our time, we also lift him up.
第三一点就是说，每当我们把时间交给神的时候呢，我们就把神高举起来。
Once the Pharisees and the Herodians tried to trap Jesus.
以前啊，法利赛人和希律党人他们想要陷害耶稣。
They asked if it were right to pay taxes to Caesar.
他们就问耶稣这个问题，就是说我们有没有权利，我们是不是应该给凯撒交税。
We find the story in Matthew chapter 22.
这个故事是记载在马太福音二十二章十五节当中。
Jesus pointed out that the image on the coins was that of Caesar.
这时候呢，耶稣指出，在银钱上的像是其实是凯撒。
And he told the people to give to Caesar what belonged to Caesar.
耶稣就告诉众人说，凯撒的物当归给凯撒。
We should give to God what belongs to God.
同样道理，我们也应该把神的物归给神。
The coin that they had had the image of Caesar on it.
这个银钱的银钱它有那个凯撒的像。
But we are made in the image of God.
我们有神的像。
We belong to God.
所以说我们是属于神的。
And that means our time belongs to Him.
这样的话，我们所有的时间都是应该属于神的。
When we consciously ask what God wants us to do with our time, then we are humbling ourselves before Him.
当我们有意识的去问神如何来处理我们的时间的时候呢，这时候我们就已经在他面前谦卑下来了。
If we keep control of our time for ourselves, then we are lifting ourselves up.
相反，如果我们不把时间交给神，那就是我们要干我们自己骄傲起来。
Now a person might ask, so what?
那也许有人会问，那又怎样呢？
Why is it so important to strive for humility?
为什么谦卑是对我们来说是这么重要呢？
It's to our own benefit to be humble.
其实，谦卑对我们做到谦卑是对我们有好处的。
This might seem like a contradiction.
这听起来也是前后矛盾。
But it's nonetheless true.
但是这是正确的。
We should put on humility and humble ourselves before God because it's for our benefit.
我们应该尽量去谦卑，谦卑自己，在神谦卑下来，因为他对我们有好处。
Our desire for success can motivate us to be humble.
我们追求成功的愿望可以帮助我们谦卑下来。
Look at the end of verse 5.
我们看一下五节经文的最后一部分。
God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
神是反对骄傲的，赐恩给谦卑的人。
When we humble ourselves, God is on our side.
每当我们谦卑的时候呢，神就跟我们在一起。
When we are proud, He resists us.
每当我们骄傲的时候呢，神就远离我们。
When we try to do what we want without considering God, then God will resist us.
每当我们去追求神所不喜悦的事情的时候呢，神就会阻止我们去做。
We will fail in what we truly desire.
最终我们会失败。
Paul wrote to the elders in chapter 5, verses 1 to 4.
在五章一到四节经文当中，彼得是写信给长老们。
Elders lead the church.
长老是教会的领袖。
Many authors on books about leadership today.Leave out God.
在现在很多有关于领导能力的书，他们其实都把忽略神的功能。
In one supposedly Christian book, I could find Bible quotes on only two pages.
在一本所谓的圣经书当中 David 牧师只找到两页上提到关于圣经。
The author mentioned God as the one who gives us talents.
这本书的作者他提到是神给我们我们的能力才能。
He never otherwise mentioned God.
但是呢以后呢他从来没有再提到过神。
He did say that pride was a problem.
这个作者确实提到骄傲是问题。
But he only mentioned it as a problem to receiving feedback from others and to developing one's own talents.
但是呢，他也只是提到骄傲会导致，我们不接受他人的意见，它会影响我们才能的发展。
There is nothing about humbling yourself before God.
在整本这边，圣经的书当中，他从来没提到过我们应该在神面前谦卑下来。
There is nothing about thinking of others more highly.
他从来也没提到过如何。尊重他人。
What a tragedy!
这是多么悲哀呀！
If we are proud, God will resist us.
每当我们骄傲的时候呢，神会背离我们。
We may see temporary success in what we do, but in the end, we will lose.
我们也许会取得一定的成功，但是呢，在最后我们还会失败。
How many men and women have been successful in their careers, but felt totally empty?In that success.
在今天的职场上，我们有很多成功的男士和女士，但是他们在他们自己内心的深处，却时刻感受到无比的空虚。
If we want true success in the things that matter, then we must submit to God.
如果我们真的要在重要事情上取得成功，那我们一定要顺服神。
We must humble ourselves before one another and before Him.
我们也必须谦卑下来，在其他人面前，或者还有在神面前谦卑下来。
We can see a second reason for humility in the second half of verse 6.
我们在第六节经文第二部分可以找到第二个原因。
This is also in our own self-interest.
这对我们来说也是，对我们自己也是有好处的。
Our desire for recognition can motivate us to be humble.
我们追求受到他人认可的愿望，也可以帮助我们谦卑下来。
Be humble, that he may lift you up in due time.
圣经上这样写道，在适当的时候，他必叫你们升高。
We want to be praised.
我们希望受到赞扬。
The athlete strives to win the prize.
运动员们都努力，都需要取得金牌。
Do you enjoy watching the Olympics?
大家喜欢看奥运会吗？
Yes. Are they glad to win a gold medal?
我们看到运动员他们每当得到金牌的时候，他们高兴吗
？This is okay.
所以这些都是应该，都没什么问题。
The student strives to get good grades.
对于学生们来说，他们都希望得到好的成绩。
Children are glad to be praised.
对孩子们来说，他们都希望受到赞扬。
Praise is not wrong.
赞扬不是没什么错。
Winning is not wrong.
成功也没有什么无可指责。
God rewards.
神奖赏，神会奖赏我们。
God will praise those who do well.
神也会奖励那些做好事的人。
This wish to be praised or to win is not wrong.
得到赞扬和追求成功的想法是没有什么错误的。
But how we seek to fulfill it is important.
但是重要的是如何去追求实现它。
From whom we seek praise is important.
重要的是我们。从谁那得到赞扬
？Consider others higher than yourself.
高举他人。
Consider God higher, and He will lift you up at the right time.
也高举神，因为他在适当的时候，神会把你抬举的。
If we seek to exalt or lift up ourselves, then we are setting ourselves up to be humbled by God.
当我们要高举自己的时候呢？神会把我们谦卑下来。
Jesus taught this in the context of leadership.
耶稣是在教导众人的时候也提到这一点。
In Matthew 23, it's reported how Jesus warned the people against the practice of the Pharisees.
在马太福音23章中这样记载到，耶稣警告众人们要抵挡法利赛人的行为。
He told them not to exalt men as their rabbi, their father, teacher, or ruler.
耶稣告诉众人不要称呼地上的人为拉比、为父、为师。
But he said, the greatest among you will be your servant.
但是他说，你们中间谁伟大，谁就要做你们的用人。
For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted.
凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的凡必升为高。
We should seek God's praise and therefore humble ourselves before Him and before others.
因此，我们应该寻求神的赞美，在神面前和其他人面前谦卑下来。
Peter adds that this exaltation will be in due time or at the proper time.
彼得也提到过，这样的升高会发生在适当的时间。
The proper time means that it's yet future.
这里面合适的时间当然是指将来。
There's much to be learned, and that takes time.
我们对我们来说有很多东西需要学，这当然在学习会花很多时间。
Some lessons require time.
我每天都要花时间去读经。
For example, suffering teaches us patience.
比如说，试验常会教导我们学会忍耐。
Patience is not learned quickly.
但是这个忍耐也不是一天就可以学会的。
The proper time ultimately will be beyond this present life.
这合适的时间也可能是指超过我们现在的生命。
There might be some recognition for a few even in this life.
当然，也许对一些人来讲，在他们生命当中会发生这样的，会对他们会受到认可。
But the heroes of faith in Hebrews 11 did not receive in their lives that for which they hoped.
在希伯来书十一章中所提到那些属灵的楷模们，他们也没有在他们的生命当中得到他们所需要希望的。
Ultimate recognition and exaltation waits for the time when we meet Christ face to face.
耶稣会给我们最终的认可和赞美，也就是当我们与他面对面的时候。
Now there are some practical results of humility which we do not want to miss.
在这我们也会讨论一下一些实际的结论。
This appears in verses 5 and 7.
在经文五章第五节跟第七节中这样提到。
Now, Peter actually begins these three verses with the first result, though he expresses it as a command.
彼得在这三节经文的开头他提出了第一个结论。
I believe humility eliminates the problem of age difference.
第一个结论就是说谦卑可以排除一些由于年龄而引出的问题。
Young men, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older.
这样写到，年幼的要顺服年长的。
This command introduces the whole topic of humility to one another, and is an example of it.
这个命令也引出了如何在人际关系中，做到谦卑。
It seems that in many cultures, there is a problem of age difference.
在很多的文化当中，都会有一些年龄造成的问题。
The younger are generally stronger.
年幼的往往是比较强壮。
I recognize that now.
大家都知道。
Sometimes the stronger look down on the weaker who are older.
当然有些时候呢，一些强者会看不起弱者，这些弱者也就是一些年长的。
The young see their own experiences and perhaps successes.
年轻人他们见证了自己的成功经验。
They were not there to see the experiences or successes of the older ones.
但是他们这帮年轻人，他们没有亲眼看到他们年长的成功的经验。
As a result, they think they can do it better.
因此呢，他们就感到骄傲，他们觉得他们可以比年长做得更好。
Therefore, they would rather do it themselves.
因此他们打算自己做。
Sometimes the young just ignore or tolerate older people.
有些时候呢，一些年幼的他们就有一些忽视或者忽视一些年长的。
They might treat them gently.
他们把他们看得比较轻微。
Like antiques that have no practical value for today.
他们就把年长看作一些古董一样，他们就是说没有实际的应用价值。
But age difference is not an excuse to exalt oneself over another.
但是呢，这个年龄差异不应该成为藐视他人的借口。
One word or small phrase in verse 5 is significant in placing this command in the context.
在经文第五节中有一个词非常非常重要， 他解释了为何要把这个命令放在这段经文当中。
Likewise, or in the same way, you younger men submit to those older.
也就是类同，就是年轻人要顺服年长。
This compares the situation of the younger with that of the elders in verses 1 to 4.
因为在这他是做个类比，他是跟经文一到四节中把年轻人跟长老在做对比。
The elders were not to boss others.
长老们不应该辖制他人。
They needed to be examples for others.
他们应该成为他人的榜样。
It is the same for elders, for the older, and for the younger.
所以说，不管对谁来说，对长老或者对年长的或者对年轻人，他们都应该做到这样。
They should show humility.
他们应该谦卑。
They should value even those older.Higher than themselves.
他们应该尊重年长的。
Humility, when practiced by young and old, solves the challenge of age difference.
当年轻的人和年长的人都谦卑起来的时候，这样这个关于年龄这个年龄问题的挑战就可以轻易的解决。
Humility also solves the problem of anxiety.
谦卑也可以帮助我们解决关于忧虑的问题。
Verse 7.
在第七节经文中这样写的。
Casting all your anxiety upon him, because he cares for you.
要把一切的忧虑交给神，因为他顾念你们。
This verse is not a separate sentence or command.
这个经文不是一个单独的经文。
It is dependent grammatically upon verse 6.
它跟第六节经文在语法上是相呼应的。
We must read it in the context.
所以说我们应该把这两节经文在一起读。
Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, casting all your anxiety upon him.
你们要自卑，伏在神大能手下。
Verse 7 is an illustration of how we humble ourselves before God.
第七节经文阐述了我们在神面前应该如何谦卑。
Verse 6 is an explanation of how we cast our anxieties upon God.
第六节经文是解释我们应该如何把忧虑交给神。
Peter reminds the readers that God cares for them.
在这，彼得提醒读者们，神是顾念我们的。
It says in John 10:13 that Jesus cares for the sheep.
在约翰福音十章十三节中，耶稣是顾念他的羊群。
Care refers to the concern that results in watchful protection.
这个顾念当然含有保护的意思。
God is concerned about his flock.
神是顾念他的羊群。
He watches out for them and protects them.
神也关注和保护他的羊群。
When we have great cares or anxiety, we need to remind ourselves that God is concerned for us and is watching over us.
每当我们拥有顾念或者焦虑的时候，我们应该提醒自己，其实神在关注着我们，他会看护我们的。
Have you ever felt like you had 28 hours of work to do in one 24-hour day?
比如说，你们有没有曾经感到一天24小时，其实我有28小时时间要工作要去做。
We humble ourselves under God's hand by acknowledging that he has given us only 24 hours.
我们应该顺服在神的手下，因为神只给我们24小时。
He has also promised wisdom.
他同样给我们智慧。
He has given direction in the Bible.
神通过圣经给我们很多指示。
He gives strength.
他也给我们力量。
When we know that and live accordingly, then we are casting our cares upon him.
当我们按照神的意图去生活的话，那神必然会照顾我们。
And that means we are also humbling ourselves before him.
换一句话说，也就是我们在他面前，我们谦卑下来。
When I have struggled with anxiety, it could generally be traced back to this core problem.
David 牧师说，每当他在焦虑中挣扎的时候，其实他的源头可以追溯到也是同一个这个问题。
I either was rebelling against God's authority over my life, or I was forgetting God's care for me.
在这 David 牧师也许是不接受神的权威。不是，就是在忘记了神对David牧师的顾念。
The greatest help was to take time, moments or even hours, to get back to the basics which I knew from Scripture.
在每当这个时候，最重要的是要花点时间重新的聆听神的话语。
God is great.
神是伟大的。
God is good.
神是信实的。
He cares for his children.
神顾念他的子民。
I needed to acknowledge that.
我们每一个人都应该知道这个道理。
I needed to submit to him.
我们应该顺服上，顺服神。
And then I could move forward from that basis.
这样我们才可以从在这个基础上向前行。
Humility seems to be an elusive character quality.
谦卑看起来似乎是一个难以做到的品质。
But it is worth pursuing.
但是呢，它是完全值得去追求。
I suspect that many of our personal problems are due to pride or a lack of humility.
David 牧师，猜测我们中的我们当中的很多个人的问题，其实也都是处于自高自大。
The problem is we do not recognize it as a lack of humility.
这当中的问题就是我们不觉察，我们没有觉察到，我们其实缺乏这个谦卑。
James says that unanswered prayer may be due to a lack of humility.
雅各曾经说过，没有回应的祷告，也许是因为我们缺乏谦卑。
We do not submit to God.
我们没有顺服神。
We ask with wrong motives.
我们向神祈求的时候的目，我们向神祈求的目的不纯。
Conflict between people often arises because of a lack of humility.
每当人与人之间缺乏谦卑的时候，这时冲突往往会发生。
Now we might see a lack of humility in the other person.
当然，我们也可能会看到在其他人当中，其他人他们缺乏谦卑。
But takes a long time to see it in ourselves.
但是我们对我们来说，我们会花很长很长时间才会发现我们自己也缺乏谦卑。
I would suggest that the problem begins with a lack of humility before God.
David 牧师也发现，我们很多问题起先也源于我们在神面前没有谦卑下来。
We are continually telling him what we want and how he should do things.
我们一直在要求神为我们服务。
If our whole delight is in God, then we can ask what we want because it will be what he wants.
如果我们在神面前，如果我们顺服神的话，我们只会向神要求他所喜悦的东西。
Otherwise, we have not humbled ourselves before him.
不然的话，我们在他面前一点都没有谦卑下来。
Humility, however, is a work of God in our heart.
当然了，谦卑其实是神在我们心中所做的工。
A similar quality, meekness, is found among the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22-23.
在加拉太书五章二十二到二十三节中，它记载很多圣灵的果子，一个相同的品质，就是温柔，也是其中的果子之一。
Therefore, humility must begin with coming to Christ for forgiveness of sin.
因此，一个人只有信靠耶稣以后，才有谦卑。
He died and was raised again that we might be forgiven.
耶稣用他死，免了我们的罪。
Then we receive the Spirit of God, and He begins His work in us.
这样我们才可以，领受圣灵，让圣灵在我们心中做工。
Remember the seriousness with which Peter addresses this problem.
大家请记住，彼得是在讨论一个非常非常严肃的问题。
God is opposed to the proud, but He gives grace to the humble.
神是反对骄傲的。但是呢，他会赐恩给谦卑的人。
If we want God's grace, if we want God on our side rather than opposing us, let us humble ourselves before one another and especially before Him.
如果我们需要，我们要去，如果我们要得到神的恩典，如果我们要神跟我们在一起，而不是反对我们，那就让我们在他面前谦卑下来吧。
阿门。
阿门。